I got involved with Iditarod when I flew up here February 27th. It was a Thursday, my sister's birthday, and she signed us up for the Iditarod that started that Saturday on the 1st. My got into this because I lived in the UP and I would always see the UP 200 going through Marquette and watching them make the corner down at the bottom of the hill, and that was something for me that was always memorable, and I always had this dream of running the Iditarod. I am here today and involved with Iditarod because the people that come here and the questions and just the endurance and everything that the mushers go through that make it, that gives me the desire to keep coming back. One of my most memorable experiences was here at the corner of 4th and G in downtown Anchorage, and a woman came up and she didn't have an armband on, and I said, "Ma'am, the road is closed. You need to exit the building, or you need to exit the street." She turns around and she said, "You would think that the first woman ever to win this race would be grandfathered in and wouldn't have to carry a badge." What I know for sure in life is that it is an adventure. Every day I wake up, which is a blessing in itself, and just being able to open my eyes and see the color and hear the birds and have my son and guide him through life, that is an adventure. My name is Amanda Johnson, AmandaJohnson. I'm over 40. I live in Wasilla. I'm a paraeducator in a special education classroom. This year, 2020, I am 15 years, I believe, with the Iditarod, and I have been volunteering anywhere from as a trail crew to security to guarding a port-a-john out at Willow, so a little bit of everything.
And your role today?
My role today is security at 4th and G. We have the 4th and G crew, K-R-E-W-E. Temperature, it's snowing, so
it's about
perfect.
14, I think.
It's perfect temperature today. So I flew up here on February 20th. I got involved with Iditarod when I flew up here February 27th. It was a Thursday, my sister's birthday, and she signed us up for the Iditarod that started that Saturday on the 1st. My got into this because I lived in the UP and I would always see the UP 200 going through Marquette and watching them make the corner down at the bottom of the hill, and that was something for me that was always memorable, and I always had this dream of running the Iditarod. I am here today and involved with Iditarod because the people that come here and the questions and just the endurance and everything that the mushers go through that make it, that gives me the desire to keep coming back. One of my most memorable experiences was here at the corner of 4th and G in downtown Anchorage, and a woman came up and she didn't have an armband on, and I said, "Ma'am, the road is closed. You need to exit the building, or you need to exit the street." She turns around and she said, "You would think that the first woman ever to win this race would be grandfathered in and wouldn't have to carry a badge." What I know for sure in life is that it is an adventure. Every day I wake up, which is a blessing in itself, and just being able to open my eyes and see the color and hear the birds and have my son and guide him through life, that is an adventure.